3. Welcome to the Black Country Talking News from all at the Beacon Centre. It's Wednesday, February the 1st. I'm Margaret.
I'm Louise.
And I'm Ian.
And coming up this week, we've got the latest news and sport from the area, as well as an episode of the BBC radio show In Touch. We hope you're all keeping well and enjoying this week's edition. As usual, we'd love to hear any tips or suggestions you have for us. Please feel free to include a note in your wallet if you have any thoughts. First up, we have our notices section, and we start with the weather. As usual, we begin with the sunrise and sunset times in Dudley for this coming Saturday. Sunrise will be at 7:46 a.m. and sunset will be at 5 p.m. The weather for the coming week will remain cloudy with highs once again of around 7 Celsius, 44 Fahrenheit by Monday. Now, for those of you who are listening via the CD, don't forget that we have been telling you the last few weeks about a donation from the Pedmore Sporting Association that has allowed us to purchase re-recordable CDs. The cost of sending out new CDs each week is one of the biggest expenditures we have here at the Talking News, and recording over them will save us a significant amount of money going forward. The only change for you is that you send your CD back each week, which many of our listeners already do. So from now on, can you please send back your CD when you have finished with it, as many of you already do. We hope you are all enjoying the new CDs, but if you have any questions or problems, you can call Helen on 01902 886 785.
Next, we will move on to our tip of the week to help when you are living with sight loss. Are you struggling to find stations on your radio or use audio equipment? If so, there are various ways to make it easier. Use tactile bumpons or coloured stickers to highlight important buttons such as play and volume. Try changing the light environment to give better contrast to the controls, or use a colour contrasting background. Ensure that you are using preset station buttons to enable easy station switching. If it is still a struggle, ask if you are entitled to an easy-to-use free loan player from John at the Beacon Centre by calling 01902 886 786. If you have a tip you'd like to share with us, you can ring Helen Brown on 01902 886 785 or pop one in the post with your wallet and it could be read out in the coming weeks.
Now we're going to take a look at what's happening in the area. An all-new production of the Broadway and West End smash hit musical Sister Act opens at Wolverhampton Grand Theatre later this month. The show, starring Alexandra Burke, is directed and choreographed by Strictly Come Dancing judge Craig Revel Horwood and is based on the smash hit movie starring Whoopi Goldberg. It tells the story of Dolores Van Cartier, a disco diva, whose life takes a surprising turn when she witnesses a murder. The show runs between February the 27th and March the 4th. Tickets range from £26 to £65, and there is an audio-described performance on March the 4th at 2:30 p.m. Although Alexandra Burke will not be appearing, for more information and to book a ticket, call 01902 429 212.
People can take a tour of Birmingham Town Hall later this month. It will take place on February the 10th from 10:30 a.m. Those who go along will be able to learn about the Town Hall's rich heritage and the changes it has seen since opening in 1834. There will also be the opportunity to explore backstage areas. Tickets will be £8.50 or £7.50 for concessions. To book, call 0121 780 3333.
Want to find out more about the Black Country Local History Museum? A local history talk on the attraction will take place at Dudley Library on February the 28th. It will be hosted by the Friends of the Black Country Living Museum and will begin at 2:30 p.m. Tickets for the talk at St James's Road venue are £3. Call 01384 815560 to book.
Loved-up couples have got the chance to stay at one of the region's grandest attractions for Valentine's Day. Weston Park, the historic house near Wolverhampton, will be opening its doors on February the 11th. For £375 per couple, they can enjoy tea and cakes on arrival, overnight accommodation, a champagne reception, a six-course tasting menu, and if you can manage it the next morning, a lazy breakfast. Find out more by visiting www.western-park.com.
Thank you. And now it's time to take a look at some news from the Beacon Centre as well as other important information. On Wednesday, the Beacon Centre took part in Dignity Action Day, a day that brings people together to make a difference to those receiving care. To mark the occasion, the charity has been encouraging staff and service users to take part in activities at the Beacon Centre's bases in Stourbridge and Sedgley to promote the dignity of those in care. Among the activities was the chance for service users to say what dignity means to them on their own dignitary. Staff and volunteers will also be talking about the steps they have taken to try and improve the dignity of a service user at the charity. Dignity Action Day is held across the UK and aims to ensure people in care are treated as individuals, are given choice, control, and a sense of purpose in their daily activities, as well as being provided with stimulating activities. A unique venture run by the Beacon Centre has won an award for its healthy food offerings. The organisation's Hell's Own site combines both a coffee lounge and a charity shop on the same site. Both the shop and coffee lounge are partly staffed by volunteers, and all profits from the branch are ploughed back into helping Beacon support those living with sight loss. Now, the coffee lounge has scooped a silver award from Dudley Council's Food for Health award scheme for promoting and providing healthier options. It comes just weeks after it launched a new breakfast service with healthier options, including porridge and low-fat breakfast bars. The coffee lounge also offers gluten-free options and salads and jacket potatoes for those conscious about what they are eating. Kitchen supervisor Sarah Williams said, "We want to give customers as many options as we can, and we are delighted that our hard work in trying to offer healthier choices has been recognised. Our combined coffee lounge and shop allow us to promote the work that the Beacon Centre does in terms of prevention and support for those with sight loss issues." The Hell's Own site is on Hagley Street and is open between 9 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Mondays to Saturdays. And with that final item, we now make way for the latest edition of In Touch from BBC Radio 4. So it's goodbye from Ian.
And bye-bye from Margaret.
And goodbye from Louise.